It is Tuesday. It is summertime. Okay, it's a little past 12:35, so sue me. We get to hang out now with Alan Ward. He's with Brigadoon Brewery, joining us on the Smoothie King Hotline. Alan, my brother, my friend, what is up in your world?
Hey, we're just brewing beer and living the dream, Louie.
Okay, I like your dream, though. Yeah, you walk around in kilts all the time. You brew beer. You don't have a bad vision. You don't have a bad dream at all.
No, it's a tough life, you know, but someone's going to do it, and I thought, yeah, I'll take one for the team and do it.
What does July 4th look like for Brigadoon Brewery?
Say that again, the life work?
What does July 4th look like for Brigadoon Brewery?
I'm sorry. I got a lot of noise in the background here. July 4th, we are closed at the brewery because we take time for our family and enjoy it. Our tap rooms open on Fridays and Saturdays, and July 4th does not fall on those days, so we will be at home with our family and friends celebrating the 4th and the history of beer in the United States.
Wait a minute. The history of beer in the United States. You're a bit of a beer aficionado, not just in the brewing of, but all things beer. What is the Reader's Digest version? We don't have 3 days, but what is the history of beer in the United States?
Well, you can start out with the Pilgrims landing at Plymouth Rock, not because that's where they're going to, because they're out of beer, had to go to a beer run. And you get a little more closer to July 4th, keep in mind that George Washington, he actually petitioned the Congress to have his troops have their ration a quarter beer a day because the Congress had taken away from him. He said, no, they're going to have their beer. Beer is very, very important to the Revolutionary War. In fact, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson both had their own distilleries and breweries.
This is outstanding. So we thought this was about religious freedom. They're fighting over the right for their beer.
Oh, they were. You had things like they weren't. Now, beer to them was not the same as ours now, but beer was important to them. It was a way of life and taxes. And the bigger problem they had was molasses charges, because back then they used a lot of molasses to brew a lot of their beers with, because grain was kind of scarce and they had a lot of molasses coming up from the islands down there. So beer was a big thing. It was a staple. It made things better. The Constitution was designed and drawn up over a beer in a pub in Philadelphia. So it's been there since day one and an integral part of the United States heritage.
Depending on the life you choose to live, many great things and moments have had a beer around them. And for other people, many jail sentences have begun with a beer. Just depends on the life choices you make.
Exactly right. You know, here, hold my beer, watch this, I'll make a country. Here, hold this, I'll go to jail. It can go either way. You got to be careful how you proceed down that pathway.
You know, Alan, July 4th, celebrating our independence and, it's not seen as a military holiday. I do. And I wanted people to know a little bit about your background. And, you know Bryan College Station and our belief in the military here. You, sir, served time in the military.
I didn't say served time. It sounds like I was at a correctional institute. And some days I thought I was. Yes, sir. I served a brief time in the United States Marine Corps, earned my Eagle Global Anchor. And then I medically retired out from the United States Army. I enjoyed both branches. I was raised as an Air Force brat. My mother and father both served in the Air Force. My son was in the Navy. My grandfather was in the Army. My great-grandfather was in the Army. So we come a long background of military service to our country and believe strongly in the beliefs and the independent freedom that we enjoy.
Served in two branches, entire family history of military. And what did you do with your time in the Marine Corps and Army?
Well, the Marine Corps has the PLC program, which is long and short, it's kind of ROTC in college. And I was a Navy backseater flight commander, and we ended up parting ways in a contract dispute after 3 years. Honorably discharged as a sergeant. And then in the Army, I was military intelligence, and ended my last end of career in the 3rd of 75th Ranger Regiment in Fort Benning, Georgia. So we traversed a large. They got the wrong lines all along the way. It was a tragic story.
Military intelligence. And for those that don't know, Brigadoon Brewery, you have attracted over years and time quite a few fellow military and ex-military.
We do. Most of my crew have some tie to the military. They served themselves or they had a father or loved one who served in the military. And it wasn't by design. We just tend to attract good people, and good people seem to resonate around the military, if you ask me.
No arguments for me at all. I have mentioned before, I did time. I did time too, but mine was in the Marine Corps. I had an appointment to Annapolis that I turned down. I didn't think at the age of basically 17, I was prepared to commit to 20 to 30 years of my life to the officer commission and everything that went with that. So I'm definitely pro-military. You and I've talked about this a million times. And again, July 4th upcoming. What are you working on at Brigadoon Brewery beer-wise? What are you brewing?
Brigadoon Brewery, we're having our Pilsner come out. We had a test case Pilsner, which we lost our glycol system. It came out a little warm, but you know what? They're sampling it right now just to make sure things are good, and I think it's good to put on tap. We have a light body Pilsner, looking at about 3.9 on the alcohol percent. The German style, all German grain, all German hops. And that'll go on tap at our tap room this Friday evening at 3 o'clock, and it'll be on the tap this weekend, probably at least through Saturday. So Friday 3 to 9 and Saturday 1 to 9. And we'll lift our glass in celebration of the 4th after the 4th.
I will tell you, you mentioned Pilsner's craft beer. It's something we start talking about, I think, at the very start of the year. I was very skeptical just because, I don't know, Pilsner's to me are very... I say simple, the flavor profile of them are very straightforward, and to craft that flavor profile seemed very daring because you don't really want to mess with it a whole lot. I have now had enough craft Pilsners. I'm giving the two thumbs up to it. I love Pilsners, and so far I'm finding myself very much enjoying the craft Pilsners.
Well, you know, when you went recently, I believe you went to Altstadt, which if you asked me, they got one of the... No, you were out. Oh, my goodness.
I almost started overturning tables.
Yeah. The Pilsner they have, they call Lager, is an outstanding beer, one of my favorites. In fact, this weekend this Thursday when we're celebrating the 4th, that'll be on my table next to my brat as we celebrate the 4th of July. It's an excellent Pilsner. But there are other great Pilsners out there in the craft community. As you've seen, it's a style, I think, I've said this for a couple of years, is going to come back now. People are going to return to good quality beer and in a simple taste.
Yep, I made it to Allstadt Brewery. In the end, we went to Live Oak, Allstadt, and Fredericksburg's Brewery. We also hit Fat Bleep Winery, and we went to Deep Eddy Vodka Distillery.
Vodka.
So two days and five stops.
That's a good little stop. That's a good little cruise there, a little journey. And if you're a Live Oak, if you had the Live Oak Pills, that's an excellent style of a lager pills. They do a fantastic job with that. One of my favorite beers. Hard to get in my area, but when I get a chance to have it, it's a good beer to have.
Allstadt was out of the pills, and I almost lost it. That's not a joke. I'm like, how can you be a German brewery? And I'm sitting in this beautiful beer hall and got that sausage sampler and no pills. I was floored. But I will say this about Allstadt. That place is glorious as far as breweries go. And it's so different depending on where you are in there.
It is, and they've done a fantastic job of building not only a great beer, but a fantastic German feel to the place. I love it. I'll be there in August, and I'll bring you some back when I come back. They've got a fantastic German brewery there, and good German brewers there also. Good food and good beer.
Yeah, the food was stunningly, it was wow. That really impressed me. What are you doing in August? Just kind of checking it out, hanging out, collaborating. What's going down?
We have the Master Brewers Conference, which the Master Brewers is a worldwide organization of all brewers across the globe. And District Texas has their summer meeting in Kerrville. So, Fredericksburg is just down the road from Kerrville, so I couldn't just not stop in just to say hi. Be rude, you know what I mean?
Listen to you. You just want an excuse to go. You're giving me the, it would have been rude thing. I love this. Now, Alan, if people want to get more information on you, Brigadoon Brewery, everything you're doing, where are you going to be next? Where do they go? How do they find you?
Well, the best way to do it is follow us on Facebook, which is Brigadoon Brewery. But you can follow our webpage, which is brigadoonbrewery.com. It's B-R-I-G-A-D-O-O-N and then brewery.com. And there's links to our Facebook and our Twitter page. And our Instagram account there, and even a link to this radio show and podcast tapes of these shows we've done.
Ooh.
So that's probably the best way to get a wealth of information. But on a day to day basis, follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Twitter is Brew School, by the way.
Twitter is Brew School. I think that's one of the. I'm the Twitter type, dude. Alan, one other thing There's so many things, because I want people to know who is this dude. He's not just the head brewmaster, owner of Brigadoon Brewery, but there's more. Your former military, like many of us, and, you know, falls into A&M way of life. But you mentioned this Master Brewers. You are very active in, like, the Texas, you know, what, Brewmasters Guild. Share with people the different organizations and what you do with them, too.
Well, I'm very active in the Texas Craft Brewers Guild. We've been very active with them since about 2011. 2013, we worked with the guild to get brew pubs to be able to write to sell off-premise so they can take away the end. And then, of course, this year we worked with the guild as best as we could to get the new legislation passed with HB 1545 so the breweries now have that right. So that's a group only in the state of Texas of breweries. And I also belong to the Brewers Association, which is a worldwide organization, the Homebrewers Association, and the Master Brewers Association of the Americas. I'm currently the District Texas President. I represent all breweries in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and New Mexico. A small chapter there of brewers. And that's all size breweries there. That's not just craft breweries. That's the big boys, Miller Coors, you know, St. Olaf, Shiner. In fact, you know, I mentioned Shiner. They got a new beer out that I just had the other day. Name was Agave. You need to check it out. It's a German-style, Mexican-style lager. It's called Cerveza de Verona. It's a good one to check out.
You know, Shiner's been pumping out all kinds of beers recently. I think they're pumping them out faster than they can actually make quality on them. So I've been real hesitant to try any of the new Shiner beers.
And I agree. They're trying to meet the demand that the craft brewer, craft beer drinker out there wants. They want a new beer every time you come in. And they have the money and the ability to do that. And I do agree. Sometimes people putting out beers are way too fast and way too
not just to get them out there. Par.
I agree, but this one, you know, I had it the other day, and it hit me as being a good hot weather beer. It's a light body beer. It is not very hoppy. It's just a really easy drinking beer. But you are right. Not to say that all the beers are not excellent, but there's some of the beers are better than other ones. And I think a lot of the bigger breweries are doing that. You're seeing them trying to put out multiples and seasonals or weeklies, as you should say. And that's a problem we have. You got breweries starting to fail because of that, I think. There's too many beers out there. None of them are all quality. People are getting sucked up into those and not following along with them. You know, you're looking at Stella's recently was going to be on auction, and they pulled back and filed Chapter 11 to reorganize. So they were going to go on auction as of yesterday at the courthouse. But they made a deal and are going to be able to Chapter 11 and reorganize, which is good because they make good beer at Stella's. Yeah, so it's a problem with some of these breweries trying to compete, and the big boys and Shiner's getting up there size-wise. They're good people and good beers, but the bigger breweries especially have the ability to put out mass amounts of variety now, which is not always great beer, but variety.
It's a personal beer tasting opinion here, right? I don't want to find out. I don't want to venture into that world. I don't want to sort through the three mediocre to bad ones to find the good one. You know, I don't know. That's not the adventure I want to go on.
I agree with you. It's part of my job, though. Someone's got to do it, so I'm here for you to do that. But I do agree with you. But the average beer drinker out there is looking for new, and we get that in the tap room. They come in, what's new? Well, I got this one. Yeah, but that was here last week. Yeah, but, you know, we only have six taps, and you got to go through those beers. At the Renaissance Festival, we have a different beer every weekend for that themed weekend.
But you curate it.
We've been doing that for the last 11 years.
Yeah, you curate the beer. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a problem some of the craft beer drinkers have is they're looking for the newest thing. There was an article I posted through Facebook the other day about a brewery that failed in Florida, and they failed because everybody just forgot they were there. Great beer. They just didn't get looked at a lot because people were going to the new thing, what's out there new, and what's new, what's new. And unfortunately, what's new is not always what's best.
You know, Alan, here's what I'd like to do. You tell me what you think. So when you join me each time, how about you give me three new beer recommendations? We'll do this every time you join me. You just give me three new beer recommendations and why.
All right. You know, that's a tough assignment. I got homework now. But you know what? I think I can make this. I'm going to have to sample more than three to get this. So, I mean, you know, I may have to do several different tasting sessions. But, you know, I'll accept the homework. And I will take one for the bullet and bite one for the team.
Dirty job, but you're the one to do it. And I figure this will help me, and it's not just me. It's everyone hanging out, everyone listening, everyone that loves beer. This can help us fight through the noise of all these different beers and what we're talking about. You give me three recommendations. You know, the new beers are coming out all the time. And the why part, and, you know, take some of the risk out of it. Because, again, bad beer makes me cry, and then it makes me mad.
Yeah, I understand that. People spend a lot of money on beer. You don't want to spend, and beer's not cheap. Craft beer is not cheap at all. You spend $10 to $11 on a six-pack, and you find that, wow, this is no good. I just wasted. I got five more beers for friends to come over and taunt them with.
Or five more beers to cook with. That's another backup plan for the bad beer. You can cook with it.
And that is a good backup plan for bad beers. You know, you're going to do brats this weekend or grills out there. Base it in beer. Soak it in beer. It helps a lot on brats and even, you know, brisket. Soak it in beer overnight or something.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. Alan, thank you always, my brother. Be amazing. One last time, how can people find you?
BrigadoonBrewery.com on the World Wide Web, at Facebook at Brigadoon Brewery, and, of course, on Twitter, Brew School.
Happy July 4th. You'll be seeing me before the end of the month. I look forward to trying the Pilsner, brother.
Take care, brother. We'll see you then.
Be good. Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery. Check them out. And again, they do apprenticeships if you've ever been interested in really learning how to craft beer. And when the fall hits, maybe you don't want to make the trip down to Pasadena, you can find Brigadoon Brewery on the grounds of the Texas Renaissance Festival.